Hi, this is Betty.
I'm Nora.
And welcome to Rice on Our Bed podcast. We are trying to get caught up here and start doing this podcast weekly again. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the app, so hopefully this is working. As usual, we are coming to you from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and as usual, this podcast is completely unscripted and unedited.
I'm painting my toenails.
So what you hear here is what you get. Nora is painting her toenails.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't been here for about 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Which is better than we were doing before. We're going to eventually get back on track to doing this every week. And at some point, we're going to maybe have some guests and do some more serious, interesting type stories. We kind of want to do some things on alien phenomena and conspiracy theories, things like that. For now, we're just kind of gonna just talk about some things that are going on now. And even when we do get into some more serious stuff, it's still gonna be unscripted, unedited. It's still gonna be the hot mess that all six of you love. So today, we didn't really have a topic in mind, but we decided that we're gonna talk about our little family dinner we had today.
Exciting.
So it's Seth, my son, Nora's brother. It's his birthday. He's 13 today.
Mm-hmm.
And their grandma, their dad's mom, always wants to take everybody out to eat for their birthdays. But she's usually really snarky and rude the whole time, and it's not fun for anybody, and really the only reason we go is to keep the peace and to get free food.
Mm-hmm.
And we typically have recently gotten into the habit of just picking the most expensive place we can think of. I refuse to do it on my birthday this year. I don't know why she insists still on taking
it
on my birthday.
But yeah.
But we usually end up doing breakfast on yours just so we can make it quick and easy. I'm under the impression that Doug, their dad, has led their mom to believe that he and I are together. And
yeah,
that's why she still insists on taking me out to breakfast. Out to dinner too, but I don't know. I didn't do it this year. I kept telling her I was too busy and that I just wasn't interested in celebrating my birthday. But anyway, just to give you a little background, Seth typically likes to go to Kobe Japanese restaurant mm-hmm. for his birthday, where the chef does the whole little show thing while he cooks the food.
I don't like it either.
It makes me really uncomfortable. I don't like to be the center of attention. I don't like to be singled out and made to catch food in my mouth like a dog. The food is delicious.
Food is really good.
But I don't like that whole show. But anyway, Kobe recently went out of business.
Health issues.
So, yes. So,
health hazards.
Yes. So, Seth couldn't go there this year.
Which kind of sucks because all the chefs in there are really good at what they do. And yeah. I feel kind of bad. I feel like they should be in a better place.
Hopefully they got better jobs at different Japanese restaurants.
Let's hope so.
But Seth was trying to decide where he wanted to go this year. And he said he still wanted to have Japanese food. So we ended up, I suggested Fuji, because we had gone there before.
Mm-hmm.
Nora and I went there one time for lunch. And then last November, early November, I think we went with my fiance and Nora and Seth. And he wasn't my fiance yet.
Mm-hmm.
He became my fiance a week after we went there. Yeah, yeah. He proposed to me the next week. But anyway, so we had all gone there, and it's good. It's a really big buffet. They also have sushi that they make right there on site, and they have a hibachi area where you can, load up all your protein and veggies and whatever, and they'll cook them for you.
You don't really do the hibachi thing.
So yeah, we didn't do the hibachi. Seth did.
Seth likes it. Of course, neither Grandma or Dad got anything Japanese.
Yes.
They got cantaloupe.
This is where Seth decided he wanted to go. So his grandma at first said that she would think about it.
She's probably racist. I think she's
Yeah,
racist.
it's, oh, she's extremely racist. But
Yeah.
anyway, so we ended up going. We did the buffet. We're all eating our sushi and our sesame chicken and, all that stuff.
She got exclusively
Their grandma came with
cantaloupe
a plate full of cantaloupe and then went back and got like the
rice.
blandest chicken and white rice. And that was like what she ate.
And she thinks she's being so diverse.
Yeah.
White rice
She's
and
like, I thought
chicken.
I should get some of this Chinese food. And first of all, it's not Chinese food.
And Chinese food.
I mean, I'm sure there is some stuff there that's Chinese. It's like an
It's a
Asian
Japanese
buffet, but
food, yeah.
it's primarily Japanese.
It's called Fuji.
Yeah, it's yeah, and Doug was kind of the same way. He gets
He looked like he had rolled out of bed. He looked so beat dirt and his hair is a mess, as always.
yeah
It's ridiculous. He disappears on
he was
Ariana.
late. We don't know where he's been all day. He texted me earlier claiming he had a doctor's appointment and asking me to pick up Seth from school because he usually picks him up. He never made it home after that, and I had to text him when we were getting ready for the restaurant, and he said he'd meet us there. He was the last one there, but he was only a couple minutes late, so that was good. We got there, ordered our drinks. Their grandma, her name is Alice, she refused to let anybody get up and go to the buffet until after the drinks arrived, which was kind of weird.
Seth got up.
Seth got up and went anyway, which is kind of funny. But the food is really good. And yeah, like
Was
Nora.
looking at South Park memes.
Yeah, Nora's looking at South Park memes on her phone. And I was texting on my phone, and at one point, Alice said, I'm gonna go up and get some more food. Or maybe I'll just play on my phone since that's what everybody else is
I
doing.
didn't hear her because I was too busy playing on my phone.
Yeah. She made a couple little snarky comments like that, and then she said to Seth, "Oh, you only have one more year of school until high school, maybe," like as if he wasn't going to pass or something.
Which he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's working really hard. He's staying after school. He's doing isolation. He's doing everything he has to do to get caught up the best he can at a school that has no means to help kids with any learning disabilities. So he's doing the best he can, and I'm proud of him. But
I'm for some reason her very favorite, so if he in some any way seems like he's doing a little worse than me, then suddenly he's gonna fail and he's a failure, and because
yeah.
she has me on such a high pedestal for no reason.
Yeah, she's always been like that with him, and I don't know why, but I don't know if it's.
She'll spend like $200 on me and like $15 on
Yeah,
him.
I don't know if it's because he's a boy, but he's finally getting to the age where he realizes that and he doesn't want to put up with it anymore. He's such like a people pleaser, and he wants people to get along that he lets people treat him bad and then still gives them another chance. But he's getting to the point where he's just, it's wearing him down and he's not putting up with it anymore, which is good. So, oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm drinking stuff and it's making me burp. So, oh, I'm sorry, I just got a text from Grandpa, my dad.
Who isn't racist and isn't snotty?
No, he's awesome. But so anyway, we had our food, me and Nora and Seth pretty much just got what we wanted, our stuff we usually get, and we just tried to enjoy our meal, and the grandma has to like interject little comments constantly. Like she can't ever just sit there and eat her food. Like it and she has to push everything, like asking Nora about school and
She was like, how's school? I'm like, good. And she's like, anything else? Just good. And I'm like, nope, good.
yeah. And she has to analyze everything everybody says, and it's crazy. And just ask a bunch of questions. Start asking me about my job and asking Ask Nora if she went to prom last year.
don't
Nora
know
was going to
what
Potter's House School last year and was in the 8th grade. There was no prom.
to do.
And then she had to go on and on and on about how the high school she went to, they didn't allow dancing or anything, so there was never any proms or anything like that. And of course, Doug had to joke, "Oh, you didn't dance to the Beatles?" And I don't know. It was ridiculous.
He seems like he's like a 68, 70-year-old
Yeah, he
man.
does. He acts like he's an old man. And you know, it's very, even though she wasn't quite as snarky and rude as she usually is, or as she always is on like mine or Nora's birthdays for
Yeah.
some reason.
It's because we're the ones that don't like her the slightest.
Yeah, we, it still is like, it's still uncomfortable. And we're just like, we just want to get our food and leave. And you know, I wouldn't go at all if it weren't for Seth.
I
You
wouldn't
know,
go either.
I did it for Seth because it's his birthday, and he only did it because it's his birthday. He didn't really want to do it either. But anyway, so on another note, if you ever want to try a really good Japanese buffet that has excellent sushi,
It is good.
Fuji is a really good
Fuji.
choice. It's in Kentwood. It's on 28th Street near Patterson. On the north side of the street, just before you get to Patterson, and it's really, really good. We enjoy it. We've been there a couple
I have
times.
cheesecake ice cream and also strawberry ice cream, and then you can swirl it, and it's like strawberry cheesecake ice
Yeah,
cream.
they have a huge, I mean, it's a huge buffet. There's a huge salad section.
It's
There's
good.
all kinds of, you know, entrees and side dishes and, you know, tons and tons of desserts and all that kind of stuff. So, and then the hibachi, and then they have a whole bar of just all different kinds of sushi. And I had the spicy tuna roll. It was delicious. It was super, super spicy, but it
I
was
had one with
delicious.
fish roe, and then I had a forest roll. I think that's what it's called. It
Yeah.
was like a California roll, except it was like,
Shaped like a triangle.
it was bigger, and it was in a triangle, and it had like bean sprouts or something in it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And two types of sauce on it. It was like the basic
Yeah.
California roll sauce, and then a different sauce, which I'm not sure. I'm not a sushi expert. I know
And I
little
think
to
the
nothing.
California roll has, I think, salmon in it.
California
Or
roll
is
has.
it tuna?
It has. I don't know. I want to say like tuna, avocado, and something
But I
else.
thought it was salmon.
Is it salmon?
Yeah, because the tuna roll has tuna.
Oh, yeah, I think it was salmon
I
then.
usually get the tuna. I like the California roll, whatever it is, but I usually get the tuna roll because I like the
I
raw.
usually get a spicy California roll.
I like raw tuna, so
I
that's
don't.
good to me. But except that poke that I got at Core Life, but we'll talk about
It wasn't
that
Core Life's fault, they just had bad tuna, which I
another
guess is
time.
their fault, but
And the poke just was not good to begin with. It was like mushy and buff. Anyway.
that wasn't great. I ate some of it.
Yeah.
It's in huge cubes
It's
too.
huge cubes of raw tuna, and it's like,
It's not like little bites of raw
no.
tuna with your salad. It's like
Right?
an inch by inch block
But we're not
cube
going to
of
go off on a
okay.
tangent about Core So we managed to eat dinner and get out of there just under an hour. Of course, she had to make some comment, trying to be funny, where she was like, "I hope my credit card clears. If it doesn't, I'm just going to have them put it on Betty's." I'm like, "Yeah, good luck, bitch. I got like $3 in the bank right now." But I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. So, you know, it was uncomfortable, like it always is, but relatively painless. Then
They're just
went.
annoying and bore.
Yeah,
I just didn't
it's
want
just
to
something you'd just rather not
be
even have to do.
there.
And so here's the fun part.
Yeah. This might be a little longer than 15 minutes,
Yeah,
but
we're
that's
gonna go
okay.
over a little bit because we're at 14:30 now, but because we went off on that tangent about Core Life. But anyway.
For like 30 seconds.
Yeah. I can't tell this next part in 30 seconds, in a couple minutes. Anyway, so we're leaving. It's like cold and rainy outside. I mean, not cold, cold, but probably like 50
It's
degrees.
chilly.
And
Like, you need
yeah.
a sweater still.
And I don't have on a coat or anything.
I
And
don't either.
so,
Because I thought it was warm and it wasn't.
as we go out the door and we're all saying bye, thanks, see you later, whatever, she, first of all, she asked Seth, are you riding with your mom or your dad? And Seth's like, I'm riding with my mom.
Which I also rode with moms. My dad
And
rode
well,
with
of
no one.
course, you're gonna ride with
Yeah, of course.
mom, with me, because you don't even speak to your dad. Nora hasn't spoke to her dad in over a year and a
He's
half.
just annoying, and I don't really like him
But,
that much.
and we've been having these conversations, well, attempting to have these conversations lately about disrespect and how, Doug wants to blame me. Quit touching my eye. What are you
No, the
doing?
eyeshadow is pretty.
It's that same green black eyeshadow I wear all
Just dug my finger into her eyelid to
the
look
time.
at her
Anyway,
eyeshadow.
we've been having these conversations about respect, about how, Doug says that, Seth is disrespectful, and I said he's mimicking what he sees in you because he's extremely disrespectful to everybody else. He's, always pretty, not, I can't even make himself be civil
Right,
and have a normal
exactly.
conversation with anybody anymore. It's
He's, yeah,
ridiculous.
there's something wrong there.
At some point we'll have another podcast where we talk about that whole situation. But anyway,
He's home right now, so I can't exactly do that.
yeah. And I hope this isn't too quiet that you can't hear us. We're just trying not to be really loud. But so one little brief background here so that we can get on with the story and close this out is the other day, it was about a week ago, I guess, Doug made Seth go with him to do some yard work at the grandma's house.
Made him,
Yeah,
by the way, mind
made
you.
him. Made him.
He didn't
And
want to.
Seth.
That's important information for later.
Yeah, Seth was not happy with what he was asked to do. It was difficult. And
The neighbor yelled at him.
a neighbor yelled at him for throwing branches over the fence into the woods as he was instructed to do. And I guess they were on the neighbor's property. And so he got upset and said he didn't want to help anymore.
Because they wouldn't give him any instruction. He didn't get
Yeah.
it. He didn't get upset because the neighbor yelled at him. He got upset because they didn't tell him what to do.
Right. So she calls me and wakes me up because I'm sleeping after I've worked third shift. Doug is literally there. So
The
Seth's
parent.
parent is there
Parent.
and should be able to handle the situation, but he's incapable of parenting properly. So she calls me, tells me that Seth is being really disrespectful and that she offered to pay him $20, that she offered to pay him $5 first, and he said that wasn't enough for what they were making him do, which was basically carrying, large bundles of, bush clippings, tree clippings, stuff like that, down through the back of her yard and throwing them into the woods.
Her backyard
And
is big,
yeah, it's really
so it's
big.
a long walk and it's down a hill.
Yeah. And he was getting scratched up, whatever. So then she said she offered him $20 for the whole day. And
Which for bribing someone into doing something isn't
yeah, but
control.
and yeah, that's her thing. She buys everybody. So anyway, she was upset because he refused to do it. He wouldn't listen to Doug. He wouldn't listen to her. He didn't want to mostly because he felt like they weren't, not because he didn't want to help, but because he felt like they weren't listening to him
Exactly.
when he was saying that the neighbor yelled at him and that the stuff was scratching him up, whatever. So I got on the phone, very calmly spoke with him. He very quickly agreed to go ahead and do it for the $20. Said, I just told him, do the best you can. That's all anybody can ask of you. So he agreed to do it. And I think that it actually made her mad that he agreed to
He
do it when
agreed
I
to do
talked
it
to
when,
him.
yeah.
So I think that irritated her that he would listen to me when he wouldn't listen to her or Doug. And I guess he actually told her, I don't listen to my dad. I only do what my mom tells me to do.
Which is true.
So, but I talked to her. It was all resolved. He did have a texting when he was texting with her about his birthday. And she was telling him that she needed to think about the restaurant he wanted to go to. And he said that that wasn't fair because it was his birthday. He should be able to pick where he wants to go. They kind of went back and forth arguing about it a couple times. I didn't even know about this until like yesterday morning when Seth told me. And I told him that there was no reason for him to act disrespectful and that he didn't need to stoop to their level, that he was better than that. And so he texted her and apologized. Well, As we're coming out of the restaurant, so that's just your background real quick. I'm gonna try to wrap this up for 20 minutes.
It's okay.
As we're coming out of the restaurant, she says to me, I need to speak to you for a minute. And I'm like, okay. And I stop.
And I'm standing right next to you.
Nora and Seth both stand there too. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't ask them to leave. Doug is there, but he's like off to the side, but close enough that he can hear what
he's standing there with his mouth open like he does with everything.
Yeah. He barely spoke during the dinner. He said a couple little things, but that was it. And he is standing, you know, just standing off to the side.
It was very awkward because nobody wanted to say anything except grandma, and it was all
yeah. Anyway, what she wants to talk to me about is she starts talking about that day again. And she said she just didn't understand how he could be so disrespectful to his dad and, you know, that sort of thing. She's trying to rehash it all after we had already resolved it. And she mentioned the texting. She asked me, did I know about the texting conversation they had had about his birthday meal? And I said, yes, I know. And I also know that he texted you and apologized. And she pulled out her phone and said, and started acting like she was going to show me the conversation. And I said, what?
I'm gonna go back for a couple minutes.
In the backyard?
Yes.
Okay, don't go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was Seth telling me he's playing outside. Go close that door right away. All the way. So anyway, she acted like she was gonna show me the conversation. I told her I didn't need to see it, that I had already seen it. And so she was like, oh, and she put her phone away. And then she was like, I just don't understand how he's so disrespectful. And she was going on and on. And I said to her, I said, I have never seen him behave this way. He has never been that way with me. And she said, well, he told me that he doesn't listen to anybody but you, that you're the only one that he listens to. And I basically, as gently as I possibly could, told her off. And I said, you know, I'm probably gonna catch hell for this once I get home. I said, but I said, he mimics what he sees. I said, Doug is the most disrespectful person ever. I said, I can't remember the last time we had even a simple conversation about anything that had even, you know, a minuscule amount of respect to it. And I said, and he talks to the kids the same way. I said, I don't speak to them that way. I said, that's why they listen to me. And I said, that, you know, that's not to say that they're perfect and they always do what I say, but I don't treat them the way he does. And I said, and that's why. And she's like, well, what about me? And I said, well, the point is, Doug was there. You were there. Doug was there. You were backing up the way Doug was treating him. And I said, and honestly, it's ludicrous to me that his dad was there and could not handle the situation and I had to be called. And, you know, that's basically speaks volumes about his parenting. And she said, well, I don't know if I might not be able to have him over again for a while because I can't handle it if he's going to be disrespectful like that.
And she didn't even invite him over.
Yeah, and that day he wasn't even invited over. He was forced to go to yard work. But, you know, at that point I just looked at her and I said,
sure.
I just shrugged my shoulders and I said, you know, I said again, you know, I'm probably going to get told about this when I get home. I said, but I really don't care anymore. I said, you think Doug is perfect? He's not. I said, this is something we put up with from him on a daily basis. I said, I understand if you're not comfortable having Seth over, if that's the way he's going to behave. I said, but you get what you give.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay. You know, kind of tried to act like she understood. And
except she didn't understand.
You know, but she didn't. And it's not going to change. I was, you know, I just said, you get what you give. You know, Seth is going to react. And they all want to, you know, they want to admit that Seth is on the autism spectrum when it's convenient for them. Like, while Doug's living on welfare because he doesn't want to get a job, he wants to suddenly, oh yeah, maybe Seth needs to be on Social Security so that he can get more money.
But they expect him to act perfectly normal.
And to which, you know, I shut that down immediately, so that didn't mm-hmm. happen. But you know, but the rest of the time they expect him to behave perfectly and they don't take into consideration that he gets triggered by things, particularly disrespect. He, you know, has a harder time processing things, processes things differently than other kids do. You know, but I basically, yeah, I flat out told her, you get what you give. He's going to respond to you the way that he's treated. And she also complained about him using the word freaking a lot.
Freaking, yeah. He's angry.
And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Whatever. And, you know, and that was pretty much it. And she ended up just being like, okay. And, you know, and Seth still thanked her for dinner, and she told him happy birthday and all that. And we walked over to my car and left. I feel like there was something else I said that I wanted to say. Now I forget what it was. Oh, I said, oh. I did tell her that I feel like I'm being put on the spot here and that you are somehow trying to construe this to be my fault that he behaves this way. I said, but that's not the case. And I, you know, I'm sure Doug is going to tell her that, you know, it's not true, whatever. So then we left, we came home back here to the house. Doug was not back yet. He didn't come back till about 10 minutes after we did. And when he came in, I said, what did you do? Stay behind to tell her that I'm a liar and that it's all my fault. And he said, actually, no, I didn't tell her that at all. And I just said, okay. And Nora and I came in the bedroom. So I don't know what to talk about. I don't care. She's a wretched old hag. And, you know, I am, you know, I have met the man of my dreams that I have waited for my whole life. And he's wonderful to the kids and they love him. And he's an amazing father figure. And this is the last birthday we're going to have to do this bullshit for. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's that. And so that was our experience. So it all went really well until we were leaving. And even then it went really well because I spoke up for us. I stood up for us. I very openly told her exactly the way things are without embellishing, without exaggerating, without being rude. And she really, there was nothing she could say.
I mean, I was worried that you were going to start going off on her, so I like put my hand on your arm.
Yeah, yeah. Nora did like try to chill me out. And, but, you know, she ended up just saying, okay. And, you know, we still said our regular, you know, bye, thanks for dinner, you know, happy birthday, Seth, blah, blah, blah. And it, you know, it went well. I don't know if I actually, it appeared that maybe I got through to her, whether I actually did, time will tell. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what took Doug so much longer to get home. I'm assuming he stayed behind talking to her. I frankly don't really care. I mean, I don't, she has never thought I was good enough ever. And
she only thinks you're good enough if you're like white and 100% Dutch.
Yeah.
And Christian.
Right. And I've, you know, I've basically tolerated her for the sake of, you know, at one point my husband when Doug and I were married, and at the rest of the time my kids. And, you know, my kids are teenagers now. We don't have to deal with it anymore. We have, you know, a man in our lives that's going to be there and take care of us and not make us go through hell like this. Basically. So we're pretty happy and we're not worried about it. But I was pretty proud of myself for calmly finally telling her off and letting her know exactly what the situation is like around here. So that's it. And here we are at a half hour. That's okay. But the food is really, really good at Fuji. Yeah. So please go to Fuji and eat. Give them your money. They're really good.
Strawberry cakes.
Yeah, little cakes. The strawberry cakes are good. The ice cream is good. They have really, really good egg drop soup, although Nora didn't like it, but she doesn't like egg drop soup. But the sushi is phenomenal. It really, really is. And if you went there and paid for the buffet just to eat sushi, it would be worth it because sushi's not cheap. Mm-mm. You know? But it's really good. And
it's like real French sushi
too. Yeah. The waitress
you'd see the sushi
didn't chef. Really speak English, but she was still really good, really attentive, you know, took our order for our drinks, stuff like that, was back refilling drinks, taking plates. She was really good. So definitely give them your business. And I'm still sitting here completely baffled that my little tiny fat baby is 13 years old. That's just crazy to me.
I'm going to be 15 in a few months already.
Yeah, you are. You're going to be 15 pretty soon.
In like 5 months, but that's still kind of soon.
It's a little harder for me with Seth because he's the baby, yeah, I guess. He's
the baby.
But both of you, I remember, you know, your births like it happened last week, yeah. You know? I mean, I still remember what it felt like to be pregnant with you. I remember all of that. But
kind of weird for me because I remember being in third grade.
Third grade.
I remember being in like third grade and looking at like the eighth graders and being like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you're little, you think the older kids are so grown up.
They're not. They're really not.
So that's it. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to wrap this up. So it ended up good. It ended up good. It actually was a very positive thing that it ended the way it did.
Yeah.
And so that's it. Do you have our music?
Nope.
So we are really going to try to get back on track with every week on this. So, and you know, right now we're still pretty happy with the app that we're using. I'm going to look at different ways to promote this. We may at some point change to a different app here, but I don't know. We'll see. We're going to stay where we are for now. So yeah, you can find us pretty much anywhere that you can find podcasts, particularly Google Podcasts. And so this is Rice in Our Bed Podcast. I'm Betty.
I'm Nora.
If you have any questions, any suggestions for future podcasts, you can reach us at NLESRE. That's N as in Nancy, LES as in Sam, RE, at outlook.com. So until next time, thanks for listening, and
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.